Hi, I'm Dave.
That's not what you sound like.
I was just mocking how you introduced
me. I'm gonna introduce myself.
Okay, I'm Dave.
I'm David. I'm Matt.
And this is the Matt and Podcast.
And see, it's more confusing when you say your name first. Right? Like, watch. Hi, I'm Matt Chiramonte.
And I'm David Podziadlik.
And this is the Matt and Podcast. Didn't that flow better?
Well, I mean, I feel like we're just kind of...
This is off to...
We're kind of throw off the customer, or the...
Okay,
the
anyone who listens to the first 30 seconds of this, just start over, just wipe that clean. Hi, I'm Matt Chiramonte.
I'm David...
Wait. Hi, I'm Matt Chiramonte. This is episode 2 of the Matt and Pods cast.
And I'm David Podziadlik,
and I have
the
no,
Pods of the cast.
And I have no idea why people are listening to this. But we got a good show.
We have a great show.
It's going to be...
We have a guest.
Yeah, Josh
Dion. What's your last name?
I got it.
Dion.
I thought it was DeJong.
Josh, don't talk.
Thanks.
You're not here yet. All right, Josh DeJong is going to be on the show. And we're going to talk about sports a little bit with him.
We're going to play some music.
Each of us has picked a song we want the listeners to hear. And we're going to discuss those a little bit.
And we're also going to play a on-air game.
A game. It's a Clue. We're going to play Clue.
I suggested, sorry.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, we're going to play a game that you can listen to and hopefully kind of enjoy.
You're not going to be playing, but we're
going to play
playing.
Along.
Well, I mean, in their minds.
Yeah. We.
But that's no fun. We're going to be having the fun. You're just going to listen to us have fun.
I think they're having a little fun. Or else they want to listen to our second episode.
I guess.
Let's talk about our first episode. What a disaster that was, huh?
How awesome was it?
I liked it a lot. Did you like it?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was just... I thought there were a lot of bad jokes.
Yeah.
I thought there was not really any structure.
No structure. We got a lot of bad comments about that.
I thought that Matt was a little overbearing with his talking. A lot of Matt. I thought I hit the sarcasm right on.
I got a comment from somebody that said, Dave's sarcasm does not play on the radio.
Yeah.
Verbatim.
Well, see, the thing is I really don't care what that person thinks. So I'm going to... Well, no, I'm trying to hurt their feeling here. Okay.
Yeah, let's insult all of our listeners. Anyone who liked the first episode, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for coming back. I'm sorry, guy, who made comment about my sarcasm.
And I got bad comments, too.
But see, I wasn't sorry. I was being sarcastic.
Right. But see, that didn't play at all. We had a comment on iTunes. You want to pull that one up?
Let me pull up this comment from the iTunes store, because we are an official podcast now.
Yeah, so all you have to do is click subscribe.
It says, we got 4 stars.
That's good.
And it's by MattC620.
It's not me.
I'll read it. You would think it was you, because it's MattC.
But I wouldn't have written this.
It says, need more Dave. Matt talks a little too much. Let's hear some baseball talk, especially from Dave. Well, we will be talking more about baseball. Maybe not this episode, but when the season opener starts.
And can I just say something?
Yes.
Because apparently I like to talk all the time. That review is, what, 9 words? And it says Dave in there twice.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Definitely a Dave fan.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm okay
with
that.
So what I'm saying is this is a shout-out to all you Matt fans out there, all you Matt Knights. Get out there, get the word out. But no matter what, like, however you feel, really comment. We'll discuss them on here. We're obviously going to change things as we go along to figure out what this is. This show will have more structure. I will try not to talk as much as possible. Actually, I'm not going to talk for the next 15 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to this show. I'm looking forward to having our first guest. And I'm also looking forward to talking about a topic that I feel very strongly about. But we will talk about it later in the show.
Now, do you see how boring that was when I wasn't talking?
No, it was a teaser.
Okay.
It was like a teaser trailer.
Well,
we're going to get some more.
Let's get into it then. What do you want to talk about, Dave? You don't have to... I know what it is. I don't know why you have to...
Oh, no. I was going to wait till Josh was in, because I want him to be included.
Okay.
In that.
All right, well...
I saw Battle of L.A.
Oh, let's talk more about that piece of shit.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit.
Do you think I oversold how bad it was?
I thought in general, like I was telling you earlier, I thought in general it was just a bad movie. But the action scenes were sweet. I did a double feature.
Okay.
Where I bought one ticket for one movie. I broke a law. And then I went and saw another movie for free. So, in seeing it for free, I enjoyed it. I would never pay $7.50 or $10 to see that movie.
Okay. Do you think you pay, like $8.50?
6 cents.
Okay. I didn't know if it was just those two prices or the only ones you won't pay.
I guess I would settle in the middle. $8.50, I guess, would be a good price. But more in the range of 6 cents.
Okay. I had a interesting weekend.
Yes, how was that?
It was fun. I went up to visit some friends.
Uh-huh.
And I played a lot of drinking / board games, which
uh-huh.
was a
that's cute.
It was a blast. It was
it's like a family game night.
Except with drunk 20 somethings.
That's good.
And
I'm
really good at drunk Monopoly. Not as good at Clue in
you
that
know
situation
what?
Though.
I'm actually very good at drunk Monopoly and you wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually very, very conniving when I'm inebriated playing Monopoly,
mm-hmm.
as well as playing Risk, my two favorite board games.
Well, this has been Matt and Pod's board game analysis.
Board game analysis for tonight.
Yeah, I have this song.
Oh, wait,
oh,
no, before Matt's song.
How's the structure working for everybody, huh? Sound good? You really got it under control?
Last podcast,
assholes.
We were editing the podcast on my computer,
yes.
And
I'll
you go ahead.
Because I'm going to make you sound as dumb as possible.
Okay.
So there we were, we had to make a few edits in it, and Dave's sitting there playing with it, and he comes up with the idea that we should...
Playing with it?
He was playing with it, he was also editing the podcast, he decides it'd be a great idea to insert laugh tracks into our podcast. And I, of course, as I'm sure all of you would think, I think that's a horrible idea. I mean, it's a podcast, you know, if you want to laugh. But, I mean, because you would know that it's just, we put laughs in, it would sound stupid. And I told him that if we put them in our first episode, people would be immediately turned off and it would be stupid.
And I immediately called Matt out and I called him a liar. And I said, I think it would be very funny to put a podcast, to put a laugh track in our podcast. So we came to a compromise.
And that compromise is that in this episode... And hopefully this episode only, I will allow Dave to put two short sections of laugh track somewhere into the podcast. Now,
I just thought up of some rules.
Okay.
I'm going to put them in at two random places. If you laughed and you thought it was funny...
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to the listeners.
Okay.
If we get more than... If we get five tweets about it that says, Dave, your laugh track was funny, we're going to put a laugh track, at least one laugh track in every episode.
Okay.
Just
so you know, that doesn't mean that you were right. That just means that this idea, this little
joke
is funny.
It's funny and everybody loves it.
But if you would have just put them in the first episode throughout the episode so that people just heard random canned laughter throughout it, that would
As you're talking, I'm inserting laugh tracks, in my brain.
Yeah, are you?
And I'm just giggling over here.
Okay. Well, so that's going to happen, so don't be startled when those come up.
Don't be startled. Be haughty about it and laugh.
All right.
Haughty?
I don't know. Is that
I don't quite.
Is that an SAT word? I don't know.
I don't quite know what that means, but
okay.
It sounded right.
I'm going to play my first song.
Okay.
With you.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the show Community, Dave?
Yes, I am. I have seen a few episodes.
Okay. Well, you should watch them all. You guys out there, Community on NBC, Thursdays at 7 o'clock, is the funniest half hour on television. And if you're not watching it, then you are a damn fool. So one of the actors on the show, Donald Glover, is also a rapper and goes by the name Childish Gambino.
No relation to the great Danny Glover, who stars in sci-fi original movies.
Or the great Danny Gambino, who I played minor league baseball in 1934. Swear to God, it's true. Look it up.
I'm not going to.
Okay. So, he has a new free, untitled EP out right now. It's 5 tracks, and you can go to his website. I think it's iamdonald.com, and you can download it for free if you like it. And the song we're going to play is called Freaks and Geeks. So, we'll be right back with more Matt and Podcast.
All right. right. Gambino is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind. Smoke your green, I'm spending mine. The beat is witch's brew. But beware, this shit is potent. E-E coming on her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, Gambino, make it work. I'm the boss, move something. Yeah, this cool fucking suits me. Swag too, but and yeah, these girls be acting crazy when they're dancing Black Swan. I ain't fucking at the club. Put your clothes back on. Yeah, this beat is a disaster. 9/11, this track. Rappers wanna battle me. I have to mail their heads back. If my click make that De Niro, so it's time to meet the fuckers. I am running this bitch. You are just a dog walker. Leaving with your girl when we last seen each other. Yeah, you fucking with the baddest like we tag team Rihanna. Fly girl on her knees, she don't wanna come near me. Yeah, my dick is too big. There's a Big Bang Theory, got a picture in my iPhone. What do y'all think? Why y'all niggas masturbate? I'm in that Ariel pink. If I am just a rapper, man, you could've fooled me. I'm the shit when these dudes talk, they talking fool me. Every single culture, Filipino, Armenian girls on my sofa. Yeah, I like a white girl. Sometimes we get together, need a thick chick though. So it's black and yellow, love is a trip. But fucking is a sport. Are there Asian girls here? Minority Report, put your team on the map. Blake Griffin on the court, niggas biting off my tracks. Need a knife and a fork. We the illest, need a nurse. Here's the check, grab your purse unless we fucking. Then I'll pay for all the food on the earth, man. Me a Batman, dime on it. Niggas call me faggot cause they closet and I'm hot as shit. Coming out the backside of a rocket shit, it's monster shit. You dudes are the opposite of likenesses. Respond to this. We can squash the beef right now like sausages. Chilling with my N-words, say it like a white kid. Yes, your booty's big as hers. Say that to my white bitch so she don't get embarrassed. My dick is made of carrots. Bunnies wanting to be fed it. I met honeys, oh forget it. I have worked all winter. I will not fail summer in the back of a bush like Gavin Ross. Dale's drummer, yeah, my stinger's in the flower. I hope she let me pollinate. Working hard as shit, yeah, this beat is made from concentrate. Nigga, can't you tell that my sample of Adele was so hot? I got these hood niggas blowing up my cell. Swag out the ass, I'm the man, fuck Chico. Took the G out your waffle, all you got left is your ego. Think about it for a second, man, we eating. Where's your breakfast, man? You hungry? Have this sandwich. Got my wallet, cheese and lettuce. An elephant never forgets, so my dick remembers everything. Green inside your wallet is that pussy. Open sesame, running the game, fuck am I saying, running the earth, give me a month. Told all you niggas I'm in it to win it, cause heaven and Emmy just wasn't enough. You get sloppy drunk, I say whiskey neat. My clique should be canceled, freaks and geeks.
Back to Man Podcast. What do you think of that, Dave?
That was a pretty good song. I didn't realize he was so talented in more ways than one.
He is. He is. He's also talented in a third way. He is. He wrote for 30 Rock.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a 24-year-old. So I hate him for being so successful. He's a good-looking guy too.
He's cute for a boy.
Oh, thought you were gonna say something racist. All right. What do you want to do? Do you want to bring in our guest?
Yes, let's bring in our guest.
All right.
Josh DeJong.
It's DeJong, it's Silent J. Josh is going to talk to us a little bit about sports. Josh?
It's good to be here, guys. I'm just here to put out the flames.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Josh.
Josh DeJong. It's
good to be here, still.
Let's see. So, you're our sports guy.
Officially?
Officially our sports guy.
No, we're in trouble.
Yeah. now, Dave, big sports fan for you?
I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay.
But when it comes to other sports, I have no knowledge of anything else.
Same here. I know a little bit. I know who...
I know who Dennis Rodman is.
Yeah. Cal Ripken.
Larry Bird.
That's pretty much everyone you have to know.
And I know Danny Gambino. He played baseball. You know Danny Gambino?
Yeah, I actually go by Childish Gambino.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know
personally.
That's weird, because so does that player we said.
I'm just a younger version of the minor league player.
Younger, younger white version.
Well, Josh.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, and please tell me if I'm not, or if I am, March Madness is upon us.
It's heavily upon us right now. We're in the midst of utter chaos.
Now, are you infected with March Madness?
I would say that I'm kind of.
I would say, judging by the state of your beard and hair, that you are going pretty mad.
And for our listeners, Josh has a substantial beard and hair. I personally have a pretty serious case of Bieber fever. Now, is that
still lingering from his last release?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also when and also when his CD came out. If you know what I mean.
Oh.
Nope. All right.
They make CDs still.
Anyway, let's get into it. What's going on in sports?
Well, as you stated, we have some March Madness going on. It's we're now down to the Sweet 16. And it's, we have some Cinderella stories.
Cinderella story. I love a good Cinderella story.
I love Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
And Matt, you just like glass slippers, right?
Right.
No, I got that.
Listen, I don't appreciate the guests going out here and trying to take shots at the host. I mean.
It's, you just make it too easy.
It's the try hostess. To keep us professional, yeah.
Well, we have a couple of 11 seeds and even a 12 seed.
An 11 and a 12 seed.
Now, what does that mean?
Now,
well, we have 1 through 16 seeds in 4 regions, and then it's really difficult.
What qualifies you as a seed?
Well, we're getting deep.
How well you do throughout the season, and depending on whether or not you win your conference championship.
Does that give you any benefits, or is that just purely a statistical thing?
Well, they kind of set it up to make the lesser teams play the greater teams, so they, I guess, earn it more.
Okay.
But it's kind of an unequal system. If you look at it, they've been looking to make changes to it for a long time, adding teams and whatnot.
Yeah. So, Cinderella story.
Yes.
Coming from where?
Virginia Commonwealth.
Yes. Tell you what, Dave?
In Virginia, actually.
It's my favorite Commonwealth.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a Massachusetts fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Don't tread on me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very colonial of you.
Thank you.
Did you make out a bracket?
I did, and it's pretty much going up in flames right now.
Okay, I see that. He has a bracket in front of him.
He's putting it out.
It's on fire. Who's taking it? Who's going to the big show? Is that correct?
I think that was just a wrestling star.
I was just about to shake.
What were we going
to
shake?
I was just about to say that that the Big Show is a WWE star.
Now, so you do know about that sport, right?
It's entertainment.
It's not sports.
It's not sports.
They look pretty fit.
I know. Like it's a big common misconception.
Is that like a sport in the same way NASCAR is a sport?
Ooh. Yes, exactly. No, you just watch it for pure entertainment. There's no real sport like quality.
You wait and see the crash.
Yes.
Right. Is that? I'm sorry. Is the crash another wrestler?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it was ECW though.
Okay. Who do you got? Who's taking it?
I got Kansas taking it. They look strong.
Mark Mangino, huh?
Yeah.
Right college.
Yeah. Bill Self, former Illinois coach.
Okay. Bobby Knight.
Big Bill.
Yeah, he's announcing.
Luke Longley, right?
Yeah, Luke Longley was from Australia. That is correct.
There you go.
But I've been playing...
Cal Ripken.
Playing UConn. And Cal Ripken. Ripken
he played for UConn?
No, he's currently playing for UConn.
Cal Ripken. Okay. Yes. Not Cal Ripken Jr., right?
He has a tremendous streak of starts right now. I think it's at about...
And he's dead, also, right?
Yeah, he and Gambino passed away in the same year.
Well, that was a sad year for sports.
It was. I think that was the day the music died.
Was it?
But if I'm not...
Yeah, they made a song about that.
Yeah.
I think Childish Gambino wrote it.
Yes.
Freaks and Geeks. What makes March Madness so...
Mad!
Exciting. Mad.
So mad.
It's the fact that anything can happen.
Anything.
You know? All these games are so much more competitive than the regular season. You have these huge upsets, and that's really what you watch it for. You don't. How boring would it be to watch four number ones make it to the final four.
Oh, so yeah. Boring.
Inevitability is horrible.
It is. Because, you know.
Kind of like the terribleness of a Michael Bay movie.
Oh.
You know, it's just going to be explosion after explosion.
No.
There's nothing terrible about explosions and tits, okay?
Right. Which movie did Michael Bay?
Transformers.
Was
that Transformers 2?
I thought he made a movie called Explosions and Tits.
I think it was Pearl Harbor.
Well, that was the original name for that movie.
Explosions and Tits in 3D.
The big studios made him change it to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that name playing out. Not Pearl Harbor, but Explosions and Tits.
Explosions and Tits. They actually almost named Pearl Harbor Explosions and Tits, the actual harbor.
Yeah.
Nope. Nothing on that one, huh? All right. Moving along, then, to sports.
it's a sensitive subject.
Listen,
moving on back
listen,
to sports.
No, listen, audience. Not everything's going to be a winner. You don't got to be like, well, Matt wasn't funny because he said that thing about Pearl Harbor.
See, Matt taking, like, Matt making bad jokes like that, that's like an upset.
In the
March Madness.
I see what you did there.
Okay.
You see what I did there?
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
No, see, you were the team that...
was I the number one seed.
Who got beat by the lower seed.
And you're the lower seed.
I'm the lower
seed.
You're
the Cinderella story.
I'm the Cinderella man.
I thought the deafening
sound. You're Russell Crowe. All right.
I mean, elsewhere we got NFL.
Wait, hey, you feel free to move the podcast along, Josh.
I'll keep the structure in mind.
Thanks, because, oh, God.
Well, you guys just kind of mess around.
What's going on in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
We got talks of a lockout and a possible draft boycott.
NFLPA, huh?
Yeah, the
National Football
League
Players Association.
Yes, it's a big acronym.
It is.
Yeah, they're telling players, current college players that are declaring for the draft, to boycott and not go to the draft. But there's a lot of uncertainty.
Why would there be a draft if there wasn't a season?
That's a great question. And I
would the draft come before there's that decision to be a season?
I believe that would come before. Yeah.
So the players
would kind of be in limbo.
So the
and by the way, these are the players that are making millions and millions of dollars, right?
At Auburn.
Oh, that's a sports joke.
No, they would be making millions and millions of dollars.
But no, but I mean like the players.
Just the
players
are playing the
NFL currently, correct?
Yeah. And they're mad because they're not getting
enough. To grapple sweaty men on the field.
Correct.
Or sweaty underage women in bar bathrooms.
Yes.
Right.
Roethlisberger is tremendous, tremendous.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I understand. Like, why are they so angry?
Why is there this problem?
Well, the owners are clamoring for more money because a lot of franchises are going to debt, you know, building new stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some teams are taking care of that by doing joint stadiums like the Jets and Giants,
socialism.
You know, the new Meadowlands, yeah, togetherness,
yeah.
Socialism. Let's be serious.
They're terrorists. Let's see their birth certificate.
They don't have one.
Nope.
No.
Born in Kenya, those guys were.
I thought it was Indonesia.
It was Hawaii.
Or Hawaii.
Sri Lanka.
Cal Ripken.
Was born in Sri Lanka, actually.
Right?
Yeah, but this NFL situation is getting a little serious as we get closer to the April draft day.
What is your what's your prediction? Do you think the players are going to hold out, cancel the season?
Call it quits? I think they're going to do whatever it takes, and the owners are as stubborn as
as stubborn gets.
I suppose.
It
reminds me of old timey.
Right.
Yeah.
Josh just did this really weird thing with his arms, and he said old timey, as if he were old timey.
I nearly almost broke out of the silver spoons. Silver spoon Django.
It reminds me of the 94 baseball strike, where
the
players weren't getting the money that they thought that they deserved, and they struck, and they ended up canceling the World Series, which was a big thing for them. That's the big show.
If they could only see Albert Pujols grasping at $330 million, that's Alex Rodriguez, $330 million.
Yeah.
If only they had that kind of power.
But you were talking about the owners being old-timey. All the current, you know, baseball owners, for the most part, are it's been in their family. Like, they're heirs to their respective baseball dynasties.
Right.
And that's why the 94 strike happened, is that those players were still in that old...
Old-timey.
They're Josh, in that old-timey...
Do the thing with your arms again. Yeah, there you go.
That old-timey state of mind where, you know, they're the owners, their way or the highway, but the baseball players showed them differently.
They were like, highway. Yeah.
On one hand, you have...
Yeah.
They picked highway.
Take the faster route.
Yeah.
The highway.
On one hand, you have the owners who couldn't make a living without the players, and on the other hand, you have the players that couldn't really make the business decisions that the owners do.
Yeah. Two sides to every story.
It's a baffling conundrum, if you will.
Well,
I think no matter what happens, I think even if they do strike and they cancel the year, I think that'll be a blow to the NFL, but I think the NFL is just so big right now that they're going to recover.
Yeah.
They will recover.
But won't it affect, like, other things? Like there's no football, so, like, what, like...
Right, there's... Like
salsa sales goes down.
Correct. Tostitos.
Mini cheeseburgers. Definitely. Like, all...
Hooters is going to lose a lot of business.
Right. Like, all that, like... Won't there be, like, a huge...
There will be a decline.
A decline
know, but,
in...
You know, they're,
everyone,
they're also...
Everyone will have to, like, go outside and, like, do things.
It's very rough.
Play football themselves.
Maybe barbecue instead of, you know, watch TV.
Yeah.
Instead of catering.
All of a sudden, people in America will start losing weight, and, yeah, it'll be a disaster.
That can't happen.
No, that's not... Let's stop that before...
Especially not in the South. Oh!
What?
We
apologize.
Southern listeners. No apologies from me.
No. Are you being sarcastic? Is that your sarcasm?
No, that was serious.
No one can tell. You're just...
It's very stoic.
Can tell what?
Your sarcasm. It's hard to be, as stated... What are you doing? Why are you whispering to Josh? Don't talk to Josh.
I was trying to whisper.
So, I don't know. What do you guys want to do? You want to play a game?
We play a game.
Or do you have more sports stuff? Yeah.
We got some crime.
Oh, crime?
In the college football.
Crime and sports.
Time out.
They go together like
30-second time.
Lawrence Taylor and underage girls.
Nice. I read
which
that.
Which is very topical.
That's in the news today, right?
Yeah. 6 years probation.
For having sex with a 16-year-old prostitute?
I think he was having inappropriate... I don't know if it was having sex with an underage girl.
Okay, so
it
might have just been
sure.
like a
ZJ?
Just like under the clothes kind of stuff.
He is now a registered sex offender.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the list.
How old is he?
He's old enough to have ended Joe Theismann's career.
And he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer, and he's a sexual predator.
And he was an actor.
Those are the two best lists to be on, I think, right? Like, that's the dream.
Yeah. That is a dynamic duo.
Wait, he's an actor?
Yeah, he was in Any Given Sunday, where he pretty much played himself.
Wait, in Any Given Sunday, he had sex with a 16-year-old prostitute?
Yeah, he did that too.
Oh, okay.
Oliver Stone makes kind of weird movies.
Yeah.
You gotta take it with a grain of salt. No, but in college football, we got some crime going on. There's this online competition on a blog called EverydayShouldBeSaturday.com. They do call the Fulmer Cup, named after Phil Fulmer, former Tennessee head coach.
You don't gotta tell us.
Who had...
We know.
Notoriously lax discipline standards. And, they set the record pretty much every year until this year when Auburn decided that they were just going to go guns a-blazing.
Uh-huh.
And that is in more ways than one.
Like they were shooting guns or stealing guns.
Four counts of armed robbery per person.
Oh, where were they robbing? Like banks?
I believe they were robbing a residence.
A residence?
Yes.
That's not nearly as cool as robbing a bank.
Mm-mm. Do you think they'll make a movie about this?
I hope so.
Do you think Johnny Depp will be in it?
Why Johnny Depp?
Because he played John Dillinger in the Rob thing.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal is about.
He also played Willy Wonka.
the molester Willy Wonka.
Whoa, come on.
The molester version of Willy Wonka.
Lawrence Taylor.
He's
never.
I almost said James Taylor. I was trying to think of his name. James Taylor.
James
never,
Brown.
James Taylor never molested anyone, right?
No, big heroin
addiction. Let's not smear James Taylor on this podcast, Josh.
The heroin was true for him.
Yeah.
I'd have you know.
Okay. Once again, it's not yelled at us.
No, but they have some armed robbery. They have a whole host of charges, which kind of reminds me of one of my favorite college football crimes, which was L.S.T. Jones III.
L.S.T. Jones III. Yeah.
What did he do?
He was a player for San Jose State back in 2006. He used Craigslist in a way that, you know, congressmen can only dream of.
Uh-huh.
He advertised that he would be selling, you know, laptops or an Xbox.
Yeah.
And he would meet with the person, and then he would use a taser them, steal their money that they would be coming to pay for this object for, with. And then in one instance, he actually put one of the his tasees into the trunk of his car.
Oh my God.
And got charged with kidnapping. He only just recently got charged, I believe it was yesterday, because he was doing a 3-year stint for something else. It was, I think it was a robbery.
Now this makes me wonder.
What does it make you wonder about, dude?
You would think, I personally have never purchased any sexual favors or Xboxes from Craigslist. I purchased other things.
You purchase all your sexual favors and Xboxes right from person themselves.
Right from the source. I cut off the middleman.
Right.
From eBay.
Well, yeah, of course. I like to bid on it. I like to win it.
Yeah. You feel better about it.
I feel better about it.
Is there a buy it now feature for...
For prostitutes?
Yes.
You know, there was, but
shipping,
it's kind of...
Shipping's ridiculous.
Shipping is ridiculous.
Yeah, you never get free shipping with prostitutes. And handling. Handling.
I'm just wondering... Why...
What's that?
Sorry. If you're going to buy something off Craigslist, okay, and you set up a meet with... You know, the seller.
Yeah.
Did he, like, set up these meetings in, like, a dark back alley at, like, 11 o'clock at night? Where you could just taser somebody?
In one
put them
instance,
in your
kind
trunk.
Of.
Like,
really?
Say
it was
that,
in
like,
an alley.
Why would you...
Like,
okay.
If you're buying, like, hey, I want to buy this Xbox, and so and you be the person that's buying it from, be like... Or, no, I'll be the person buying it from. Be like,
hey, I want to buy an Xbox.
Okay, great. Do you want to meet up somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, how about this dark alley behind this abandoned warehouse at midnight? Is that perfect?
You know, 12:30?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Hey,
I have to work.
Don't wear any heavy clothing, all right?
Okay. I have this mesh t-shirt.
That'll be perfect.
Do you have a heart condition, by any chance?
No, not that I know of.
Perfect.
All right,
24,
I'll see you
healthy as a bug.
And I'm definitely not going to tase you. Like, that's it. That's... Is that what it was like? Probably?
Well, why wouldn't you go into a situation like that and be like, no, I want to meet at, like, a Starbucks or something, or like just in general a public place. I don't think I would even go to someone's home
generally,
off Craigslist to
generally
buy something.
We're public places, not, you know, in the middle of a crowded mall.
How did nobody like, I mean, you don't have to be in a crowded place to if I was walking through a parking lot, I'm pretty sure I would just generally see someone be like tased and taken down and thrown into a trunk of a car.
I don't know how, but I think we just ended up on the side of the taser in this scenario. Like we're mad at the people. The people who like
I think it was kind of stupid on their part.
You think they deserved it. You think that
I'm thinking they should have made smarter choices.
Okay, let's see. I'll buy with that.
I'm both
also
parties.
But also this guy probably shouldn't tase people and put him in his
He trunk. Probably shouldn't tase people.
Yeah,
but you know what? But hey, if he was able to, he must have been one smooth dude. If he's able to coax you to meeting him like in a back alley somewhere,
who's a football player? Who's gonna say no?
Yeah.
You're right. Come on. You're right.
Not.
He's not a man of ill repute.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I think? And I'm pretty sure like there's sections on Craigslist where it literally says like, "Hey, do you want to get tased? Like, meet me in this dark alley. I'll tase you." When people actually like are into that. So, I mean, if he really wanted to do that...
It's more of a specialty site.
Yeah, but no, I think Craigslist... I mean, wasn't there the Craigslist murderer that it was just like... But he didn't advertise he was going to murder the people, right?
Yeah, I think...
What did he advertise? Was he like...
That would have turned people off.
I'm not going to murder you. He's like, hey, pay me $50 and I'll take your life. Like, what did he say?
I think he said, like, hey... he's like, hey, do you want to meet up? I'm definitely not going to murder you. And people were like, well... I feel safe.
In that case,
supreme confidence.
Right.
In that message.
So that's. Do you think there's a connection between like sports and like crime? Why do you think that it happens so often?
I think there's some privilege associated with.
Do you think they feel that they're privileged? Like they can just Absolutely. Like, you know, I'm kind of above everybody else. I'm an up-and-coming sports star. Well, I can pretty much do whatever I want.
Or even if they're just an established sports star. They're like, I'm great. Yeah, I was in the... You know, I was in Towering Inferno. I'm going to go murder my ex-wife and Ron Goldman. I mean...
I feel like there's a difference between...
Allegedly.
Between certain things that... like, certain... I guess illegal things that celebrity sports stars, like big sports stars, do. And I think that, like, in the case of, like, let's say Michael Vick.
Okay.
Michael Vick fought dogs. Well, or whatever.
He made them fight. He didn't, like, fight them himself.
Oh.
You heard the story wrong.
He ran a dog fighting.
Oh, he ran.
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't in there just like punching that, dogs.
Then he was pretty successful to fight people.
That throws off my entire okay. dialogue.
I told you have to read the whole article, Dave. You can't just read the title.
But I think in the cases, I feel like a lot of the media has to do with it. I think the media blows out of proportion certain things, like dog fighting, like running a dog fighting ring. Like, that's bad. Yeah. Right, that's bad. You shouldn't be doing that. That's illegal, and that's horrible to do to a dog.
Yeah.
But in the case of, like...
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis murdered someone.
Stabbed a guy.
Like,
was it murder?
Yeah.
I think he was acquitted.
Oh. Well, why? Well, didn't he just... He paid, like, an undisclosed sum, and...
Yeah, so did Kobe Bryant, but...
Yeah.
But, like Tiger Woods, for example, with him, you know, being promiscuous with various,
Yeah, quote-unquote
females.
Sex addiction.
Yeah. I don't think it's as big of a deal as everyone made it out to be.
No?
I think, you know what, that's his... I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying...
It's not news.
It's not newsworthy. I think it's more like, okay, he's...
ESPN
he's
a different.
He's a millionaire sports star.
Billionaire.
Okay,
right?
Billionaire sports star.
No? I might have made that up.
He's
got a lot of money.
I'm not. I feel like people were surprised that he did things like that. I wouldn't. I'm not surprised with having that much money and being able to do whatever you want, basically.
You would think he would get another couple cell phones to. Do it
exactly.
More low key.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have got caught with that. But and he is a super.
But it's not. It's not something to, you know, get your panties in a twist over.
Right.
See,
that's true. Does he wear panties?
I don't think those women wore panties. I'm pretty sure from the looks of those women, they hadn't worn underwear in quite some time.
From the pictures.
Yeah.
From the pictures.
And,
what do you guys think about that?
About Tiger Woods?
Just about, like, subjects like that. Like,
I think the
about,
media...
About getting your panties in a twist?
Yes. The media kind of puts them on a pedestal, so they feel like they're almost untouchable.
Do you think something like that is as important as the media made it out to be?
I mean, the way the media works is they put news that people want to talk about. And clearly, since we're talking about it, like, 2 years later, like, it's an interesting story.
But,
and, like, I don't think he should have been, like... But, I mean, and also, the reason that it was, at least in the comedy world, was such a big thing is because, like, the jokes, like, wrote themselves for that, like, situation. And, like, that he was, you know, a golfer.
Yeah.
And all, like, the sex puns in golf, you know, it's just, like...
There are quite a few.
Hole in one.
Foursome.
18 holes.
Yeah, I mean...
9 holes.
I think you're just resorting to the
holes. You keep saying holes. There's other ones like, you know, shaft. Pitching
balls.
Pitching from the rough.
Balls.
Holes.
Ladies!
What did, did you get a response on ladies? Did people like,
We
should
let's
talk a little about the reviews we got if we move off of Tiger Woods' penis for a second.
Because
it was lady shit.
I think we got quite a few reviews.
All right,
Matt, what you got one review about me?
Yeah, I got. I think we discussed that earlier that
did we?
You're not good at that your sarcasm.
Oh, my sarcasm
doesn't really play.
I got one. I have a review.
Okay.
From our mutual friend Tyler Beer.
Okay.
She gave us a list of things.
All right. Do you
to begin with, one, this is to me. You really do suck at returning calls and texts.
As you recall, we talked about that in the first episode.
But you are good at saying, "Hey, you mean a lot to me. Let's keep in touch when face to face."
Oh, look, that's sweet.
It is sweet because
you're one of the guys that says, "Oh, we should definitely do something soon." Soon is, you know, the objective word, right?
Soon as a never.
Yeah. But, and let me just say, since that first podcast, since I put Dave out there in front of everybody as horrible at returning calls, Dave has returned all my calls. He's gotten back to me right away on everything. So, guys, if Dave's not returning your calls, all you have to do is convince him to do a podcast with you. Sit down, talk about that in your first podcast.
Be great.
Problem solved. It is literally that easy.
I'm a changed man.
You are.
I'm a changed man.
But only with me now, right?
Only with you. I really don't care about anyone else right now, unless they call me out on it.
Except for Tyler Beer. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear the rest of this review.
Number two, my hands were in my pants during the podcast, strictly for warmth. Number three, word association, Boy Scouts equals not tying. That's just me. Four.
That's true.
Matt's Katrina joke was better.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What was that?
Once again.
Matt's Katrina joke was better.
Well, I think everybody knew that.
Five, Matt's voice, not so sultry, more like Michael Cera, but with more charisma.
Now, I'm going to take that as a compliment, but do you think I sound like Michael Cera?
I think you sound like a rough Chuck Norris version of Michael Cera. Like, it's just, you have a toughness in your voice.
I do?
It's more like a gay toughness, that's why I said Chuck Norris.
Whoa.
What? It's like a...
Okay. You know Chuck Norris is a listener to the Madden Podcast. I don't know why you would say something like that.
But it's more of a cute roughness, is what I meant.
So if Chuck Norris and Michael Cera had a love child, and that love child was gay...
And cute.
Then that's what...
That's what you are.
And coincidentally, that is exactly what happened. That's how I ended up here, guys. A little background on me.
And then number six, you better stop banging the table. This is to me. Your dick's going to get a splinter. Ladies. She quoted ladies.
She put ladies. People like the ladies, I guess.
People do like the ladies thing.
Yeah, except for you.
I like it.
You like, no, I'm saying you don't like the ladies.
I don't like the, I like one lady.
Oh, one special lady.
One special lady.
You want to give her a shout out?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Brooke, it's David.
Oh, that was nice. That's a nice shout out. That probably meant a lot to her. I'm going to give a shout-out to Chuck Norris again. Hey, Chuck. Love you. That's cool. But we got a lot of...
Yeah, and we even got one... Did I read off the one off iTunes?
You did.
Yes,
I did.
That one.
In the meantime, can I just give a shout-out?
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
I want to give a shout-out to the Miami University hockey team.
Okay.
CCHA champions.
You're an alum of...
They're going into the Frozen 14, right?
It'll whittle down to the Frozen Four. I don't know if they start with 14.
That was a good guess, Dave.
Thanks.
So we got, what, like about 100 people listening to our first podcast?
Yeah, definitely, which is awesome.
And so make sure you've subscribed to it, you know, on iTunes there, and listen to it, and rate and review it. That'd be great. I don't know, Dave, do you wanna play a song?
Yes, I have a song. This song is actually from...
Wait, hold on. Before you do, should we name, what our song playing, like, thing should be?
Yes. We should name it.
Matt and Pods listen to music.
No. Fireside Vinyls with Matt and Pods.
I don't like that.
It sounds classy. I feel sounds like, old school.
Sounds like you, like, stole it from something that already exists.
It's Fireside Chat, but
that's
vinyl.
Chats, but okay. It's Fireside Vinyls. Like, we're listening to music.
Very presidential of you.
Yeah.
How about, if I can throw something on.
You know what? This is your podcast, Josh.
Yeah,
go
away. It's true. The Matt and iPods.
What? Matt and iPods.
Ladies.
All right.
That sounds like a plan.
Good job, Josh.
Thank you.
Did you just think of that?
I did. On the spot.
Great job.
Matt and iPods presents Dave's pick for his song of the week, and it is...
I'm not going to name it. I'm just going to have you listen to it.
Okay. Here it comes.
All right. Any of these thoughts racing through my brain. It's true.
Welcome back to Matt and Podcast. Well, who was that, Dave?
That was Howlin' for You by the Black Keys.
I like that. The Black Eyed Keys, right?
Black Eyed Keys.
Fergie's in there, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and William.
William. He's got some dots. It's
William. No, it's just William.
It's William? Oh, that's catchy. But no, I like that song. It was
it's a current band.
Okay.
Actually, I like the blues rock tones to it. It reminds me, it reminds me of Led Zeppelin, and Led Zeppelin's one of my favorite bands.
Okay.
So.
I like that. And, let us know what you think of the music. Like, Dave and I have different tastes in music. It's some the same, some different, but, we'll try to mix it up so you're getting, you know, all kinds of different stuff. And if you have stuff you want to request, we'll probably read it and then just play what we want, but... You know, you can still request. And Josh, if you, we'll let our guests play songs. If you want to play a song at the end,
I can do that.
Yeah, start looking through your iTunes there. Speaking of iTunes, rate our podcast.
Yeah, you could rate it.
Yeah, rape our podcast.
Podcast. Actually, it won't be rape because it'll be consensual. We want you to rape.
We want you to do whatever you want to our podcast. We won't say no. Let's, you want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
Josh, you want to play a game with us?
Josh, you want to play a game with us?
Let's do it.
You don't have to repeat every single thing I say.
You don't have to repeat everything I say.
So you're just going to do this now?
Do what?
Oh. You. Oh, you. I love you, Dave.
Feelings not mutual.
I'm putting on the spot here. Just confess.
Just opened up to me.
I just opened up to you, and you shut me down.
Yep.
There are nearly 100 people who heard that.
Literally tens of people know how. Well, much
not
you this, that.
Not yet.
You don't love me yet.
I mean, there's tens of people who's listened to the first one.
You don't think anyone's gonna listen to the second one?
Maybe.
It is true. We only got about 12 subscribers out of the 100 that listened to it, but a lot.
But they listened to it.
Yeah, they listened to it nonetheless, and that's all that matters. Or they just hit play and were like, this was stupid, and they shut it off, and it counts as a listen. Is that what you guys did? Answer me.
They can't hear you.
Hey. All
right. Dave?
Let's play this game. What's the game called?
The game is called However Also. Now, it's not my game or anything. I heard it before, and I don't know if that's the right title or not. But the way it works is we're going to tell a story together, starting alternatively with either the word however or the word also. For example, I'll say a sentence like, me and Dave are making a podcast. Then Josh, who's to my left, will say, also...
also, I was a guest star on it.
And then Dave will
The podcast turned out to be an epic fail.
And then it would go back to me, and I'd say also again. So, I'm going to start with a random sentence, and it's going to be the exact same one I just did, because I'm not good on the spot. Two friends made a podcast together.
However, it didn't go over well with the listeners, because nobody actually subscribed to it. Also, the production value of the podcast was at a very low level.
However, one of the hosts sounded like a rough Michael Cera with charisma, and that seemed to make up for any of the shortcomings.
Also, he couldn't really take sarcasm very well.
However...
And if you don't come up with something fast enough, then you have to drink. And so do all the listeners. So we will wait while you...
So if you're over 11 years of age... Take a sip.
Drink up.
Take a swig.
Drink up, kids. That's our motto. Is
drink up,
drink
kid.
Up, kids. It's also
drink cum, kids.
Drink. Now, why did you? Have to just,
oh. I swear to God, that's what you just said.
I said drink up, kids.
It's the Michael Cera. It's throwing me off.
It is. All right. Do you want to try that again, Dave?
Yeah. Let's.
You want to start it out?
Drink cum, kids.
No.
Drink up, kids.
Not that far. I mean, do you want to play the game?
Again? I'll start it up.
Okay.
You're
gonna say drink cum. I know you. I already know you're. You're gonna say you're like, so a guy, a kid was drinking cum.
So a unicorn was riding a bike down Ridge Road.
However, the bike had a flat tire.
Also, his horn was poking through his top hat.
However, the top hat was custom made with a prefabricated hole, which made the penetration of his horn through the hole a very fashionable look.
My aunt also wore her, however. Also. Okay. Also, his hooves kept getting stuck in the bike chain, causing him to fall down and get hit by a semi-truck.
However, he had special generation powers. When Chuck Norris came along with Michael Cera, and did some nice mouth-to-mouth and compressions.
However, the mouth-to-mouth compressions did not only awaken him to life, it awakened him to the idea of loving Michael Cera and Chuck Norris.
Mm. However, the feeling was not mutual. And Michael Cera and Chuck Norris beat the shit out of the newly resuscitated unicorn.
That's kind of...
I'm gonna take a drink.
And, I have to drink for that.
And that is how that story ends. That's how we play. Also, however. That was fun, right? No.
I think if we got away from Chuck Norris and Michael Cera...
I think it would have been fun if it was funny.
Hmm. However... I think that some viewers and listeners might find it a little bit funny.
Also, you need to take in the fact that no one's actually listened to this yet.
However, by the time they are listening to us, it'll sound like they're hearing it live.
However, they won't be listening to it live, and they'll probably not laugh at your jokes.
Also, the sound quality is very low, so they probably won't be able to hear it in its full glory.
All right, that's not you're the guest. You don't get to make jokes about our podcast. No, but you do bring up a good point about production. And something that's going to happen in this episode is we have for the very first time a producer. Producer Chris is sitting in the room with us. He's not going to talk, but he'll probably talk later on the podcasts.
He is overseeing our production and helping us out with putting it on the air.
So you definitely already heard, there's, little jingles and stuff like that, as well as, unfortunately, two poorly placed laugh tracks, which I apologize for once again. Let's put one right there.
No, I'm not going to put one right there.
Here.
You ruined that for me.
Dave has a small penis. Perfect. That's where it is.
Showing!
And also, I think we talk about this in a future podcast. We're gonna do like a morning wacky radio show kind of setup.
Yeah, that's gonna be the intro to our next podcast. We're gonna do the opening dialogue.
Yeah.
I was gonna say monologue. The opening dialogue between me and Matt will be like your morning show.
Yeah, morning radio show. See, we're gonna try all kinds.
But more of a '90s opening radio show because I don't think they're as crazy. No.
I bet you they're still pretty nice.
There some that are.
As long as the, you know, hosts still pound a hodl of coffee before they go on. So they're really amped up. You know, it'll still be crazy.
As long as we still have cocaine.
Wasn't that an album?
As long as we still have cocaine?
Yeah.
Probably.
Who is it?
I think it was Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah. She had that dark period, Barbara Babs.
It was after Hello Dolly.
Yeah.
If I recall.
Things went downhill.
Before Yentl.
Yeah, before she...
Oriental?
Yentl. Come on. Get some culture, Dave.
Yentl.
It prefers
to be called Asian.
Asian.
Yeah.
What are we drinking Yentl today, guys? Let's talk about our beers of choice. This podcast is brought to you by Blue Moon.
Two Hearted Ale.
What do you
got? That's from Bell's in Kalamazoo.
Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
What do you got, Josh?
I have a Smittix.
A Smittix?
Otherwise known as a Smithwix if you're not Irish.
Ah. Yeah. Have you made that mistake?
I have, unfortunately.
Yeah?
I was in Ireland and it was almost thrown out of a bar for requesting a Smithwix. Luckily, the bartender gave me a second chance.
Why don't you recall this tale for us?
He's literally recalling it as... You're sitting there texting, not paying attention.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay, that makes it better.
Tweeting. Yeah.
So you went to Ireland, you traveled abroad through the school, or...?
Right, yeah. The school had a satellite campus in Luxembourg, so we got the chance to go to some sweet places. And, you know, went to Ireland and went to one of the, I think it was approximately 9,800 bars that they have there.
Oh, wow.
Right, I believe they're pubs. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I misspoke.
We're going to throw you out of here.
I hope so. This is going horribly.
All right. Listen, once again, you're the guest.
No, but I requested it, because I had no idea how to pronounce it, a Smithwix.
They didn't.
And he kind of paused.
Dave, can you do an Irish accent? I want you to be the bartender in this scene.
All right.
Boy, I'm going to give you another chance here.
Start at the beginning.
All right.
I'm going to give you another chance here.
Josh, why don't you go first?
I'd like a Smithwix, sir.
A what?
Smithwix?
Oh boy, we don't have Smithwix over here in Ireland. We only have Smithix. And I'll give you one chance. One last chance to say it right before I throw your arse out in the street.
Smithix, Mr. Irish, I don't know if you're Scottish.
I think you're a Scottish troll. That's what I heard. That's what I got out of it.
And it was lucky that he gave me that chance, because then I was served.
Boy, you are lucky I did!
Yeah, that's probably enough in the accent, I think, right?
I could stand here a little more.
All right, why don't you just do the rest of the podcast in that voice? You're not talking at all now. You're just giving me a weird look. You winked at me. Well, guys, that's our podcast, right?
It sounds like we had a pretty good podcast!
Let us know what you think. What you want to hear. Josh, have you figured out a song you want to play yet?
I selected one.
Alright, what do you got for us?
Hopefully an Irish jig!
Dave, I'm literally going to throw you out. I keep saying literally, and I know in the first podcast I said I don't say it that much, and I said it like 4 times in this podcast. I'm literally going to kill myself afterwards.
It was more like 8 times.
You should literally apologize for that.
I do. I'll figuratively apologize.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I did it.
So I picked songs called What Is Hip?
What Is Hip?
By Tower of Power. They're, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. There were a lot of generations. Funk, soul, kind of group.
They last the test of time.
Great horn section. They did, because they're so talented.
Yeah, well, they're a tower of...
If Lawrence Taylor was still playing, then, you know, he would have withstood the test of time.
And
beaten his rap like Ben Roethlisberger did.
There you go.
Or Ray Lewis.
Or Cal Ripken.
Or Cal Ripken.
Because he had some rough times.
That's true.
Being blow with Babs.
That was on the scene of Yentl.
Of Yentl.
The set. Yes.
Dave?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, well then, that was episode 2. Thanks for listening once again.
Oh,
this was the Matt and Pots cast with David Potsiadlik.
Ladies, come back soon. Tower of Power.